Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High expectations for this team. Not now. Not
no, but the expectations are, though, that it's new, and they're younger. Right? They have to be younger. The talent, I don't know.
Feel yeah, like, that you develop. Yeah, look, you just see... The thought is that the guys that they've drafted recently, like Denny, Rui,
Kispert.
And then this year Kispert, that down the road they become bigger players. And I mean, Rui has shown flashes. It's just not
he's exactly what I thought he would be.
Can he take the leap to get beyond pretty good?
But they thought Denny.
Trav, are you going to sit there and just take this Rui slander?
I just don't think it's fair. I think he's developing fine.
He's good.
And
he's
if you
good.
Look at the draft that he was in, there was maybe one or two guys that you would take that were drafted
no
after
No one's
him.
Saying that we shouldn't have picked him. We're just saying he's what I thought he was. He's going to be good.
I think it was a good pick. I think he's
14
solid.
Points.
He's going to be solid.
He averaged 14 points last year and 5.5 rebounds. I've always said, I mean, he's got a rebound more than 5.5.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would guess with Russ out of the picture and when he comes back, his numbers rebounding.
I would say a guy like Rui's ceiling would be like 18-8 year. That's like a ceiling.
That's solid.
Him. You'll take that.
But what I don't see from Rui on a consistent basis, and Trav, this is unfair, he doesn't look like he has the fire. You know what I mean? Like
sometimes that's
he
unfair.
He seems like a content
because
player.
Because guys are so smooth. You know,
but that's just not his. That's just not the way he's wired. Mm-hmm. You know, you're never going to see that out of him. If he can give you 18-8 and still look like that guy has no fire, you'll take that.
And then
where'd they draft Denny? Was he drafted ninth?
He was, I believe, ninth.
So he was top 10 pick?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, Denny last year
6-5.
Became a three-point shooter, essentially. Just out on the three-point line. And
I
didn't like that.
All the clips I see of him practicing are like him drilling threes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not saying don't take the threes, but he was good with the ball in his hands. He didn't really have an opportunity. Because
I know
of Beal and Westbrook.
You're
I think he has.
You think he has Luca potential?
I do. Not Luca
know,
potential, like to that level.
Like you think he's Luca Jr.
But no, I mean,
he
could be DeMar DeRozan like. Like I
know, but you got Luca on the brain.
Oh, come on.
If he became DeMar DeRozan,
he's an average 20 a game.
I mean, that's a massive hit.
He's not going to be.
I don't
DeMar
think he becomes DeMar DeRozan.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that his skill set
like similar.
Yeah, he's not a spot-up shooter. He's more than just a spot-up shooter.
Well, maybe now with Westbrook gone, because he was dominating the ball last year, maybe some of these guys, some of the role players...
Okay, I'll bring up a nubby player.
Get more shots.
To me, he's more like an Otto Porter. Otto Porter can move around, dribble the ball a little bit. He didn't just stand out at 3.9. I know at times he became that player, too.
Right.
I guess that's what the league it has become, that a lot of guys just end up stand out at 3-point line and fire away.
Yeah.
But he can bring the ball up the court.
I'll be honest. A lot of these guys, like the Lakers guys and stuff, I didn't see him play a lot. So to me, I'm gonna really just settle in. But give me
a
month, and then I'll come back.
Kuzma was really thought about better pre LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Kuzma seemed like a hit or miss type of player too when he was with the Lakers.
Right. The thing is that maybe the reason why he was scoring 19 points a game in his second season was. They needed it.
I'll go on the record over the 34.5. On the record over.
I'm bearish on the Wiz. Under.
I'm going over.
Under 34.5.
I think it's going to be close to that number, but I'd probably go under. I mean, I said it at the moment they traded Russell Westbrook, I think they're a worse team.
I mean,
they were really good at the second half of the season. I know they had a terrible playoff performance, but the second half of the season, they were really good.
EB, do you have Bullets fever?
No,
but you're picking over.
I'm taking over, 36, 37, 38. I think that's reasonable.
Westbrook was pretty good last night.
Yeah, he was 4 for 13.
They're already having give him pep talks in the locker room. Not to off himself.
By the way, did you see that?
He was really depressed.
Yeah. They're already telling him to go home. LeBron told Westbrook last night, go home and watch a comedy and pick yourself up off the floor.
Go home and watch Trading Places.
He was so terrible.
And they Why was he moping around? He's a pro. Like,
all passes on Netflix.
Why is he
he likes to have the ball in his hands. And now LeBron's got it.
No, he just played terrible. He was bricking shots all over the place.
Okay, but, I mean, he should.
He's done that a million times.
I don't understand the reaction.
They lost. They were.
He's a pro. He's been around for 15 years. He's had terrible games many times.
Yeah. Well, he probably has a lot of expectations. Feels the pressure because LeBron orchestrated the deal. Hometown, right?
Yeah.
They're playing Steph Curry.
I like the Wiz. I'm bullish, Cakes. A lot of depth. Go look at that.
That's because he's got Gonzaga players on.
Yeah, he's got 100 Gonzaga guys there.
Go look at the depth from last year when you guys got guys.
They were
like
terrible.
Bonga, Garrison Matthews, who he tried to pump up for like a week. Alex
Len. Garrison Matthews.
There's a bunch of nubbers that barely in the NBA playing big minutes.
I think Kuzma's going to have a really good year. Kuzma, when he was in L.A., he would have games where he had 25 or 30, and then the next night he'd have 6.
I feel like he has star potential.
He's got to be more consistent, but. And I don't know where that comes from. Maybe
Garrison Matthew on the Rio Grande Valley Vipers.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Yeah. EB's guy.
Hey, two-way contract.
I never said he was a star, but I like the way he shoots it.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.